The book I'm about to read is entitled Man's Higher Consciousness, written by Hilton Hotema, Professor Hilton Hotema, in 1962. This is the revised third edition. And as stated in the book, all rights reserved, including the right to reproduce this course or any portion thereof in any form. That should say a lot about the author and the work that I'm about to read. Notice, and this is in the book as well, statements in this course are recital of scientific findings, known facts of physiology, and references to ancient writings as they are found. No claim is made as to what the methods cited may do for any one in any given case, and the publisher assumes no obligations for opinions expressed. Quote underneath this says, honest investigation and criticism lead to light and liberty, whereas all forms of suppression lead to darkness and enslavement. Unquote. And another quote, you think the dark ages are gone because you are asleep. Awake. Your boasted liberty and enlightenment are largely imaginary. You cannot miss what you never had. Unquote. This book was published in the USA by Health Research out of Pomeroy, Washington. And I am going to read the preceding words in this book. Publishers forward to follow right now. This work first appeared in 1952 under the title Man's Miraculous Unused Powers, and the author was presented as Kenyon Clamonti, which was a pseudonym. The demand was so great for this book that the work was soon sold out, and a second edition was published and soon exhausted as well. The work has been out of print for several years, and this third edition is published to meet the continued demand for it. This work contains some answers to the questions appearing in Hotema's work titled Ancient Secret of Personal Power, where it is said, quote, man, the clever imitator, regards it as a common event now to make radios and television sets that respond to cosmic radiation and bring him messages and pictures from all over the world. For millions of years, creation, the grand originator, has made instruments that respond to cosmic radiation and covered the earth with them. Unquote. This work attempts to show the reasons why the radio and television mechanism in the human skull fails to respond fully now to cosmic radiation as it did 20,000 years ago, when the ancient masters accumulated their wisdom of creation, life and man, then recorded it in fiction and fable for interpretation to those who proved by test they were worthy to receive the same. The great schools in which the worthy ones were taught these secrets of creation were known as the ancient mysteries. Their requirements for admission were so high that the time came when despotic rulers of the people had sunk so low that they were unable to meet them. In their anger, they decided to establish a counter-system of their own invention, and then employed their armies of servants and slaves to destroy the temples of the ancient mysteries and to slay the masters who presided over them. The task of destruction and slaughter began in the 4th century AD and continued through the next 2 centuries. It was so terrible and bloody that more than 100 million people were slain. In Egypt, the great land of light and learning 2,000 years ago, where ancient Greek philosophers, including the renowned Pythagoras, went for their higher education, the destruction was so devastating that the country became known as the Land of Darkness. In his work titled Ancient Egypt, the Light of the World, Gerald Massey wrote, for perhaps 50,000 years or more, people lived in peace upon this earth under the spiritual guidance of the original and true religion of the ancient Egyptians, which was received from Atlantis. Times have changed. For several thousand years, selfishness, hatred, and greed have brought untold mysteries to the suffering masses. The true light, the light that lights all the world, the light that shone so brightly in ancient Egypt, no longer exists. The masters who escaped death were those who fled to distant India, where their successors still abide in the fastness of the Himalaya Mountains, and whose ages are said to range from 500 to 1,500 years. From that source there trickles the small stream of that ancient wisdom which Gotama presents in his various writings. The author of this work is not open to any engagements, does not receive visitors, nor grant interviews or enter into any correspondence with his readers. He tells no fortunes, does not teach divination, makes no predictions, composes no philtres, and lends himself to no sorcery and no evocation. He is a humble student of science and not a man of superstition. The publisher of this work has no authority to comment on the postulates and opinions presented, not to give anyone the address of the author. His engagement is simply to publish and sell this work, and there his obligation ends. Books are sold to be accepted or rejected, and the purpose of Professor Gotama's writings is to dissipate darkness and to make people think. All destiny begins with thinking, said Percival, and thinking is a process most dangerous to the institutions of civilization, which control the masses by means of skillful brainwashing and mind conditioning methods. Many who rejected certain titles some years ago have now discovered their error since they began to think, and have become Gotama's strongest supporters. The statements in this work are the recitals of scientific findings, known facts relating to man and creation, and references to ancient writings as they are discovered and interpreted. No claim is made as to what any of the methods presented may do for anyone in any given case, and the author and the publisher assume no obligation for the opinions expressed.